Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. This is the word of God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Amen. Please be seated. Let's pray. Father, bless the preaching of your word. Bless your people who are hearing of your word. Bless the person who is preaching your word. And by your grace, we pray that you and you alone will receive all the glory, and that your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, will be exalted. Bless us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are going through the section, a section in Matthew that we call the Sermon on the Mount. And we are in the beginning of that sermon, and we are looking at what the subsection that we call the Beatitudes. And through the Beatitudes, through the Sermon on the Mount, we are looking at the pictures of the citizens of heaven. And I keep reminding you of this because this is very important that you remember this. Our Lord is not telling us to be this kind of people. He is telling us that we are already this kind of people. What we're looking at is our present spiritual heavenly reality that our Lord has already accomplished for us. Please do not forget that. Verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Those who hunger and thirst for what? For righteousness. And these are blessed, the Bible says. And who are these? Who are these are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness? Well, these people, they lack righteousness. Just the fact that they are hungry and thirsty for righteousness. They lack righteousness and they know that they lack righteousness. Thus, they hunger and thirst for righteousness. And they are poor in spirit. They know and they acknowledge that it is God's grace that they hunger and thirst for righteousness. They know that it is the work of the Holy Spirit in them. Otherwise, they know that they would not even know that they are hungry and thirsty. That they would not know without the work of the Holy Spirit that they lack righteousness. The righteousness that these blessed people hunger and thirst for is not the righteousness of this world. This world also talks about righteousness. But the righteousness that this world speaks of is the righteousness that a sinner is able to accomplish with his or her own power. The righteousness that he or she could fulfill as soon as he or she decides to put some effort in. That's the righteousness that the world speaks of. The righteousness that they are able to find within themselves. But you do not hunger and thirst for something that you are able to find within yourself. You do not hunger and thirst for something that you already have. You hunger and thirst because you do not have. Hunger and thirst. These are man's most urgent, critical, essential, and fundamental desires. And to those who hunger and thirst, satisfying these desires is the most important thing. Why is that? Because not to satisfy these desires, not to do so, is death. It is a life and death situation. It is most urgent and critical for those who hunger and thirst to satisfy these desires is the center of their lives. It is their focus in their lives. It is their chief purpose in their lives. They will use all their energy, time, and effort to satisfy their hunger and thirst. Otherwise, they know that they are dead. It's that urgent and serious. Just imagine that you got lost in a desert, and that you were not able to eat or drink for a few days. You're dying because you lack food and drink, and you are hungry and you are thirsty. In that situation, what would make you happy? What would make you happy? Let's say someone comes to you and finds you in that situation, and that person gives you an expensive house, expensive car, and much money. Do you think you will be happy with those? Not really, no. Because those things mean nothing if you do not get food or drink. You will die with all those things. So what's the point? Do you understand? Without righteousness, you die. You die forever. You know how urgent this is? How serious this is? This lack of righteousness? See, if you lack food or lack drink, you know how serious that is. But I'm telling you, lack of righteousness is more serious. You die forever. The question is, then, why we who lack righteousness, we are not serious about this matter? Because I know you will do everything in your power to get food and drink if you lack that. But there's no urgency about lack of righteousness. You are the citizens of heaven. You hunger and you thirst for righteousness. That is who you are. Otherwise, you're not a citizen of heaven. This is not optional characteristic of what we're talking about here. Jesus Christ is saying, if you are my people, you are this kind of people. You know that without righteousness, you die and die forever. Thus, getting that righteousness is the chief purpose in your life. Well, at least that is how it's supposed to be. God tells you that you are a blessed one. So far, our Lord is describing the citizens of heaven, those who are blessed. And notice how he does this. From verse 3, he describes the blessed ones as poor and mourn, hungry and thirsty, and in verse 10, persecuted, and verse 11, insulted. This is why the world will never understand our Lord. They will always reject Him and His teaching. Some churches are very busy changing the teaching of Jesus Christ because they know that His teaching will be rejected. How can the world understand this? Blessed are poor, mourn, thirsty and hungry and persecuted and insulted. They are the blessed ones. Well, that's what our Lord says. This is why the world will never follow Jesus Christ. Because this is not what they want. This is not their understanding of blessedness. We are hungry and thirsty for what? Let me ask you. Everybody has desire. What you want in this life. What are you? For what you hunger and thirst as you live your life here? Is that worldly wealth? Or worldly fame? Worldly glory? What is it? Jesus says, we are hungry and thirsty for righteousness. And the righteousness of God. The perfect righteousness. The heavenly righteousness. First of all, we know that we cannot accomplish this righteousness that we are hungry and thirsting for by our own strength and power. Galatians 2:16 says, nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, so that we may be justified by faith in Christ, not by works of the law, since by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. Bible is very clear that this righteousness that we are hungry and we are thirsty for is not something that we could accomplish, we could fulfill our own. And that is why you are hungry and thirsty for it. Galatians 3 verse 10 and 11, for as many as are of the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law to perform them. Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith. If you want to be righteous through the law, then you better observe all laws perfectly. Otherwise, that law that you're trying to be righteous through, that law will condemn you. It will curse you. Romans 3:20, because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. And I could go on and on with these kind of verses. Thus we know that we deserve to be forever abandoned by our God, for we are sinful. We are poor in spirit. We acknowledge that we are filthy sinners and that we are nothing apart from God, and we are not able to do anything apart from God. And we also mourn for our sins, and we long for the perfect righteousness. We hunger and we thirst for the perfect righteousness. Thus, all our focus is on getting and receiving that righteousness. We know that not getting that righteousness is death, eternal death. Thus, we seek it with the most urgency. This is the most urgent matter in your life. And you must realize that. Truly, if we're talking in terms of eternity, you are able to live without food, without drink. Because even if you die physically, you live. But if you do not have righteousness, you will die forever. If I'm able to do one thing today, I want to make you realize how urgent this is. That you take this very, very seriously. That your life, the focus of your life, the chief purpose of your life is this. It's not about anything else. We know that without righteousness, it means nothing, even if we have the whole world. What is so good about having everything and going to hell? We hunger and we thirst for righteousness. Our interest and focus are on that righteousness and nothing else. It's that urgent. And we think and we speak and we do things only in terms of that righteousness. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14b, NIV version says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Without holiness, without righteousness, no one will see the Lord. Thus, to desire God's righteousness is to desire God himself. Because we desire the righteousness of God, not just sake of that, but we desire the righteousness of God so that we may be with Him forever. We desire God and we desire to be with Him. That is why we thirst and we hunger for righteousness of God. Because without it, we are not able to be with God. To hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God is to hunger and thirst for God Himself. Psalm 73 verse 25, whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. This is your confession. This is the confession of those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Who hunger and thirst for God. Whom have I in heaven but you, God? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. Psalm 63 verse 1, O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Do you understand what this psalmist is saying? Do you have this experience in your life every single day? Do you thirst for God? That you earnestly seek Him? Because you know without Him, apart from Him, is eternal death. Every single moment that you live your life here on earth, not in terms of being with God, that time that you forget about God, you actually live out the life of hell. Life without God. Do you hunger? Do you thirst for God? Psalm 42 verse 1 and 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? When can I see Him face to face? Psalm 27 verse 4, one thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple. This is what our lives are all about. It's thirsting. Hungry for God. To hunger and thirst for righteousness is to hunger and thirst for Jesus Christ our Lord, because He is the only one who is able to give us that righteousness. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 says that Jesus Christ our Lord is our righteousness. So to hunger, to thirst for righteousness is to hunger and thirst for Jesus Christ. Those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness do not seek this world. They have no time. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, 34, but seek His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So do not worry about tomorrow. God says to seek Him, desire Him, be hungry and thirsty for God, and all these things will be added unto you. But sinners, they're hungry and thirsty for all these other things rather than God. Very foolish. God says, if you want all these other things, then seek me, my righteousness and my kingdom. I will give you all these things. But foolish sinners, they are thirsty and hungry for these other things. Those who hunger and thirst righteousness, desire that righteousness that they seek would manifest in their lives. They desire to live a righteous life. They believe that they have been recreated in the image of their Lord Jesus Christ, who is truly righteous. They desire to witness through their lives their Lord Jesus Christ, who is righteous. Ephesians 4:24, and put on the new self, which is the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. These people desire, you desire to live that righteous life, but they know that they are not able on their own strength and power. So these people who thirst and who hunger for righteousness, they long, they hunger, and they thirst for heaven. Because only in that place, that perfect righteous life is lived perfectly forever. Thus, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they hunger and they thirst for heaven. The righteous life of heaven. Brothers and sisters, you are this kind of person. You thirst, you hunger for righteousness. You thirst and you hunger for Jesus Christ. And you thirst and you hunger for heaven. Brothers and sisters, you have been invited to live this life, which was and is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. That glorious life of heaven is already given to you. And it is your desire to witness that reality. The life of hungering and thirsting righteousness. It is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. He and He alone lived that righteous life. He and He alone fulfilled the perfect righteousness, and He did it for you, His people. To hunger and to thirst for righteousness is to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave Himself to us who hunger and thirst. Our hunger and our thirst is satisfied by our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. They shall be satisfied. You and I, we are satisfied. Complete and perfect satisfaction and contentment. God Himself makes us hunger and thirst for Him, and God Himself satisfies that hunger and thirst in Jesus Christ. To us who hunger and thirst, Jesus Christ is our true food and true drink. John chapter 6, verse 55, 56, for my flesh is the true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Thus the perfect satisfaction. John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39, Jesus says, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is given to you. Do you understand what this means? That they shall be satisfied. That Jesus Christ is given to you. And the Holy Spirit is given to you. Oh yes, we are satisfied. He satisfies you with all of spiritual heavenly blessings. Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Jesus Christ, our Lord, He came to satisfy us. He came to fill you up with His kingdom and His righteousness. Because you hunger and you thirst for Him. Because you hunger and thirst for God, He gave Himself to you. Because you hunger and thirst for the righteousness, He gave His righteousness. He gave His kingdom where you will live that righteous life forever and ever. And He gave you the Holy Spirit, who even now is able to bring to you Jesus Christ and His kingdom, so that you may enjoy and be satisfied. He came to live that perfect righteous life for you. And the righteousness that He has earned, He gave to you. And by the Holy Spirit, through His Word, He makes you more and more righteous every single day. He died on that cross for us and gave His body and His blood for our true food and true drink. Our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished our eternal satisfied life. We hunger, we thirst, and we are satisfied. And we hunger and we thirst more. And we are satisfied. This is our life in Christ. Luke chapter 1 verse 52 to 53. And has exalted those who are humble. He has filled the hungry with good things. And sent away the rich empty-handed. Isaiah 49 verse 8 through 10, thus says the Lord, in a favorable time I have answered you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you, and I will keep you and give you for a covenant of the people to restore the land, to make them inherit the desolate heritage, saying to those who are bound, go forth, to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. Along the roads they will feed, and their pasture will be on all bare heights. They will not hunger or thirst, nor will the scorching heat or sun strike them down, for he who has compassion on them will lead them, and will guide them to springs of water. Do you see how that is already accomplished in Jesus Christ? God says in Isaiah 55 verse 1 and 2, "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? And your wages for what does not satisfy? Why waste?" "Listen carefully to me," he says, "and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance." Do you see how that is your life already? You come to God. And you eat what is good. And you delight yourself in abundance. Abundance of heaven. This heavenly reality has already been accomplished spiritually by our Lord Jesus Christ. He says to you, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Brothers and sisters, are you satisfied? Except that you hunger and thirst for more righteousness. Are you satisfied? Look at what has been given to you. God Himself, His kingdom, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. You possess God and His kingdom as the eternal inheritance. And how can you not be satisfied? Revelation chapter 7 shows us a glimpse of heaven, and this is what we see. Revelation chapter 7 verse 15. "For this reason they are before the throne of God." Do you see yourself before the throne of God? This is exactly what is true of you today, right now. You have gathered in front of God's throne, and they serve Him day and night in His temple because they are God's priests. Just you are royal priesthood. You come and serve God. "And He who sits on the throne will spread His tabernacle over them. He spreads His glory over all of His people. And in heaven," verse 16, "they will hunger no longer, nor thirst anymore. Nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat." Why? "For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes." Brothers and sisters, that is your present spiritual reality. That your shepherd is leading you to springs of water of life. Holy Spirit lives in you. He wipes away every tear. We witness this reality, especially through this worship and the Lord's Supper. See how satisfied you are. But still, not yet. We do not see Him face to face with our own eyes. We are still thirsty, still hungry for our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 107 verse 9, "For He has satisfied the thirsty soul, and the hungry soul He has filled with what is good." We are satisfied with our Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom, our eternal home, heaven. Psalm 17. Why don't we go there? This is amazing verse. Psalm 17 verse 15. Psalm 17, verse 15. "As for me," psalmist says, "as for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness." And he says, "I will be satisfied with your likeness when I awake." We will behold Jesus Christ in righteousness, in perfect righteousness. You will see your Lord's face, and you will be perfectly satisfied because you will be like Him. You will be like Him. You will be like Him whom you thirst and hunger. Do you see this? You thirst and you hunger for Christ, and one day you will be like Him. We are satisfied. Spiritually, you are already there. Christ and heaven. Thirsting and hungering for righteousness is thirsting and hungering for Christ and heaven. Just like the name of our church. This is what our religion is all about. Is thirsting and hungering for Jesus Christ and His kingdom. And Jesus Christ and His kingdom is our satisfaction. The life that He caused us to live here is being thirst and hungry for Christ and heaven. And He satisfied us by giving us Christ and His kingdom. Amazing grace has been given to you and me. Filthy sinners like us. Sinners who have corrupted minds. Who had, I should say. Now we find ourselves, we hunger and we thirst for righteousness, for heaven, for God. Listen to what God says, brothers and sisters. He does not say, "Blessed are those who are righteous." He does not say, "Blessed are those who are righteous." The law says that. But our Lord Jesus Christ says, "Blessed are those hunger and thirst for righteousness." who lack righteousness are blessed because of Christ. The law says, blessed are the righteous. Well, then we're not blessed. We're cursed. If that is true, well, that is true, but if that is the only truth that we're hearing, then we're cursed. Because we lack righteousness. But Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Amazing grace. It gives us much joy. We also hunger and thirst for righteousness. But not just righteousness for me, but we also hunger and thirst for the righteousness for brothers and sisters of ours. Do you? Did you ever thirst and hunger for righteousness for your brother and sister in the Lord? Is that your prayer for them? See, hell is eternal thirst. If you read a story of rich man and Lazarus, Luke 16:24, and he cried out and said, this rich man says to Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame. That's hell. Eternal thirst. But you have been saved out of that. You have perfect eternal satisfaction in Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, listen. This world cannot satisfy you. No matter how this world lies to you, this world cannot satisfy you. It will not satisfy you. Nothing in this world can satisfy you. You know why? Because you and me, we are made for another world. We are made for another world. This world is not worthy of you. You have been made for God, and only satisfaction you will find is in God. God is your satisfaction. Understand? If you seek any other thing to satisfy you, you're going to be very sorry. But the good news is that you already possess Him as your eternal inheritance. You have God and His kingdom as your eternal inheritance. That is why you are satisfied. But until we see Him face to face, we hunger and we thirst for Him. We hunger and we thirst for His righteousness. We hunger and we thirst for heaven. We hunger and we thirst for Jesus Christ. Revelation 21 verse 6, Jesus says, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. Revelation 22 verse 17, the Spirit and the Bride, Spirit and the Church say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost. Until we see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face, we hunger, we thirst more and more for our Lord Jesus Christ. So those of you and me who thirst and hunger for Jesus Christ, we pray, come, our Lord Jesus Christ, come quickly. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you that it is you who made us hunger and thirst for righteousness, for God, and for heaven. And we thank you that it is you who satisfies us. You filled us with Christ and heaven. Oh Father, let us continue to hunger and thirst for righteousness. And let us continue to be satisfied with Christ and His kingdom, your kingdom, our eternal home. Bless us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.